CliffCentral.com.
Remember, you can keep up with the hashtag MyJune16 for anything June 16 related, what celebrities are up to, any quotes, any photos. And right now we have Lazola Gola. Does anyone find your name a bit of a tongue twister?
No, my name is easy. It's got the rhyming scheme, Lazola Gola.
Can you say your name fast about 5 times?
Yo, man, I just got to give my mom props. It's props. It's like a stage name. Lazola Gola.
Do you not have any nicknames like Gola, G-Man?
No, it's just Laz and Hey You.
I like Laz.
Laz works. I was given that at school.
And then Hey You, where does Hey You come from?
That's when someone doesn't know my name.
I've pulled those a few times with a few people, eh?
Hey You there.
Hey, dog. How are you, bruh? Yeah.
Now, I read on the internet that you said in an interview that you very reserved and shy. Now, that is not you. You do not seem reserved or shy.
I can be reserved and shy. Police lineups, I'm reserved and shy. Getting my STD results, reserved and shy. No, sometimes every now and again I'll get into a mood where I'm like, let me just chill. Also, you know what happens when you're at Bri's?
Yeah.
Everyone tries to be like funnier than you, and they're like, oh, and they always like try to compete to try and be the funniest person at the Bri. And I'm like, yeah, man, no one's paying me for this. I'm not going to be funny.
You guys
carry on.
So you'll be reserved and sad because nobody's paying you anything.
If there's no invoice, then I mean, really, I can.
Yeah, so if there's no invoice, there shouldn't be a voice, you know?
Now, we've asked a few people, and I'm excited to get your insights on this. June 16. Some people see it as a day of sort of remembrance. Some see it as a day of celebration. What does June 16 mean to you?
June 16 for me is it's just to remember that day when we didn't do homework.
And we were getting shot in the streets.
There was no homework due. The day where we didn't pack school lunches. It was just it's one of those days where people stood up for themselves. They were like, I don't want to learn this in this way. Obviously, say that in Afrikaans. My Afrikaans is not good enough for that. Ik wil nie. Those type of vibes. And they stood up for themselves and they just did it, you know. So, it's just them standing up for themselves. Fees Must Fall was kids just going.
I agree with you. It's part of remembrance. But is June 16 relevant to the youth of South Africa today?
Yeah, I think it's very relevant. Like I said, now with the June 16, I think a lot of kids are now going, yeah, we can do this by ourselves. I mean, Jesus, they said no. They said zero fees increase.
Yeah.
That was not even thought about at the beginning of that little big movement. And so they got them to do that. I mean, fair enough, they burn shit. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to burn shit. Mm. And I think it's one of those. People are like unapologetically like standing up for themselves as opposed to kind of like diplomatically like, oh, let's go talk. They're like, yeah, man.
So when you say unapologetically standing up for themselves, I think that's something very important. But do we need to do exactly like we did 40 years ago?
No, not exactly. I mean, let's try and leave the bullets out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what we can do is... It was definitely the sexiest movement. No other age group could have done what they did because it spread so quickly on social media, and it pretty much 4 or 5 universities spoke to each other. That wouldn't have happened 4 years ago. They spoke to each other instantly. We knew exactly what was happening at UCT, at Forte, at Wits, like within seconds. I was following it on Twitter. I knew exactly what was going on. I mean, it didn't work out, but I tried to pull a show. Me and some mates tried to do a show at Wits for the kids. But I wouldn't have done that if I didn't know about it and if it wasn't if I didn't have pictures, I didn't have video. I felt like I was in the front line even though I wasn't. That wouldn't have happened 4 years ago. You would have found out a week later that like, oh.
I think it's the one time we actually use social media to stand together and fight for something, right?
Well, social media has such a broad reach and you can pull everyone together given like a single hashtag
that's the thing. I didn't know, because when did it start? I remember Stellenbosch had a thing just before. I don't know like the actual timeline, but I remember at a time I was looking at them from up here in Johannesburg, mm-hmm. and I was like, I was just looking at all these Stellenbosch kids, you know, doing shit, and I was just like, oh wow. But no media house was following it at the time. Yeah. No one. I was just looking at from Twitter. So yeah, it gets to spread it much quicker, and yeah, I think that's the people are using it to their advantage.
Do you think the youth of today sort of look back at June 16 every time they go and sort of raise concerns about like Fees Must Fall, things like that, and how they should go about and unite to fight for a greater cause and things like that?
Yeah, I think they do. I really do think kids of today, I don't know if that includes me or not, I don't want to claim, we're getting a bad rap, because it's like, oh, people, the generation before fought for this and this and this, what are you doing? Just like, nah. But I mean, Fees Must Fall showed all that, like, look, if there's actually a thing, people can unite, people can shut shit down, essentially.
Yeah.
People can get influencers involved, like, really quickly.
Mm.
It took a couple of days. Look, AKA, the equivalent of AKA wasn't there 40 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The equivalent of whatever celebrities weren't there walking with the kids, making comments about it at the time. Here, yeah, we've got the influence, we've got the thing, and if there's a reason, I think people will stand up.
Yeah.
So when people see kids having fun, yo, the turn up, it's lit. It's like, yeah, it's all fun because you couldn't have fun in town 40 years ago. So, yeah. Like, don't compare it too much. Like, everyone, I mean, at the end of the day, in our early teens, late teens, early 20s, trying to also have a good time.
Yeah, trying to have a nice time. You see, you raised something very important there, because what I've really been seeing over the past few years is that June 16 is all about the turn up. I mean, I was in Soweto last year, and it was a serious turn up. But is that what we're supposed to be doing in June 16? Or how can we move forward from learning what happened in June 16, 1976?
Hey, look, I don't think that if it's a problem, if that thing is unique to June 16.
Yeah.
So every time it's a public holiday, yeah, man, it's a turn up. Mm. You had the day before. So we can't put too much blame on June 16 because, yeah, it happens every time. But I think people do get it. I know there is some space to kind of, how do I say, do the same June 16 story in different ways, different yeah. narratives.
Like, you don't want it to lose its meaning by now it's just a party, but you remember why you're partying.
Yeah.
Remember, you're partying because change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it would be cool. There'll be some cool new storytellers. I don't know. I mean, off the top of my head now, imagine doing a June 16 chronological, so recreating June 16 over social media.
Oh, yeah.
So like having like a day full of tweets and just how it would have come down. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's cool ways that we can retell the story, because I do know that we're getting a little bit...
You never want to forget the story.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to forget the story, but let's keep refreshing the narrative, because we are still talking to the youth.
Yeah.
So we can't have a Sarafina in 2016.
Yeah, because it's irrelevant.
It's
right?
been done, and we're like, yo.
Yeah. So
the next. So yeah.
So I think that's actually something very true, because I think that's the purpose of hashtag My June 16.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us your story? What's your point of view of My June 16? I mean, we're in such a diverse country.
Mm. What's the greatest lesson you took out of reading stories and being told stories of My June 16?
Well, my biggest thing is, dude, anyone, if you want change, you can make change.
Yeah.
For me, it's as simple as that. Like, because you're always like, oh no, we can't do this because of that and that. But essentially,
there's different ways. Like, you're just approaching it wrong, you know?
No, but you can do anything. I mean, you can literally do anything. You can literally imagine kids during apartheid. Not apartheid like parents or grandparents.
Yeah.
The fucking kids in uniforms change shit. So who are you who's not in apartheid?
Who has all the opportunities.
Who's all the opportunities. How can you not... Why are you not changing something? So I don't know. I mean, I think it's inspiring in that way.
Mm.
And yeah, there's nothing that can stand in the way. I mean, Fees Must Fall showed that.
In your personal opinion, do you feel the youth of today are better off now than they've ever been in South Africa? Or do you think we still have a lot of work?
Oh, I think by far. I hate these arguments about comparing the new South Africa with apartheid. Like, it's like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's like, for me, I find it borderline insulting. I find it borderline, like, narrow-minded. Even I go as far as saying a little racist. It's like, yo, man, at the end of the day, no matter what, if you were in a mansion during apartheid and you're not in a mansion in the new South Africa, the mansion is way, like, the difference between your financial or your safety is way, it's insignificant compared to freedom of 80% of the people in the country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hmm. So, and that's what the difference is. So the kids from back then, yeah, they might have had things that we might not have now, which I kind of doubt. But what we really do have now is we have kids who are free, and we're having kids who are kind of confident, which is also like a thing that I think from 94 up to a certain extent, like to maybe early 2000s, is also like confidence. Like a youth, like the kids today don't give two fucks. At the end of the day, they can chill in their room. They can make an album. They can talk to someone in Japan or New York like that. They are being compared globally. Like then it was like, oh, it's my hood. The kids right now have so much confidence, and that kind of just manifests into everything else.
Exactly.
So this, a kid in matric today can literally do whatever the fuck he wants in the world.
Yeah.
Like, he can do whatever the fuck he wants in the world. And so he believes that.
So do you think the most important thing to take away from June 16 and the struggle throughout was the fact that we're liberated and that we have limitless opportunities now?
Yes. Limitless opportunities. And people want to grab those opportunities. Mm. It's not like there's just a cool entrepreneurial attitude, which I like.
What about the things that we're still lacking as youth today? Do you feel like there's anything we still need?
Yeah, I do. But again, I don't want it to, because that's what the youth is all about throughout the world.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a disconnect between the generations.
Mm.
And that difference is always said, like, we're going in the wrong direction, or we're messing up what we did before. But at the end of the day, it happens every time. It's a cycle. Every generation, there's a disconnect, and the generation that are older think that the ones that are younger are fucking up. That just happens. People, there were the generation that liked the Beatles, the generation before that thought the Beatles were
whack,
it wasn't music.
Mm.
So it's just going to happen all the time. And so this generation that's come up now, they're going to have kids, and then their kids are going to be something completely different. So it happens all the time. So I do think there's something missing, but I don't think anyone must panic.
Mm.
The youth are always doing something.
In essence, now, through the disconnect and all of that, I think we realize the fact that we as the youth are trying to create our own path. We're trying to define ourselves. But where is the future of South Africa?
I don't know. I think we, like, how do I say this in a way? I'll confidently say, I don't know. Mm. And I'll tell you why I say I don't know. It's because I'm still living, as much as I think I'm free and I'm good, but I'm still living with consequences of the past.
Yeah.
You know, and just whatever it is, like structurally or whatever the vibe is. There are kids who are being born now who are completely different to that. So their mindset, their perspective is completely different to mine.
Yeah.
So when they think of something, it's something that I didn't even dismiss. I just didn't even know about it. They're gonna think of something. They're gonna do something. Take us in a direction where I think is gonna be out of my depth of imagination.
Do you feel like the youth that is getting born today, like the babies of today, they carry less baggage of the past and therefore focus more on the future?
I do think that, and I think we gotta give them. I think we gotta give them less shit. To be honest, Because if a kid is, if someone's born and the kid is acting free, and that means it could be positive, negative, whatever, yeah. but he's acting free, let's like stop giving them shit for acting different to how we acted,
like the hippies and that. Yeah, like let them be.
Just let them be. It's a time in your life where you're trying to find yourself.
And yeah, where you can express yourself, right? Yeah.
And so, just let it be, because it's the people who are still caught in the past in the bad way, but still affected by the past, are in power positions.
Before we wrap up, I do want to get deep for a minute.
Let's do it.
When you see the photo of Hector Peterson, and it's become quite an iconic photo, what emotions does it spur inside Lazola Gola?
That's a deep one. Yeah.
The first one is that shirt is ruined forever. Surf will not get that blood out. No, I'm joking. Fuck. I hope you don't use that. But no, it was. Jeez, what emotions? It just showed.
It's a hard question.
It is one, but it did show for me that like it was literally them. There was no, it wasn't like no adults were around. I don't know if all that makes sense. It was purely the students. There was like a younger guy. I don't think it was a student, but he was still a younger guy getting carried away, as opposed to like, okay, someone's hurt, let's get the parents in, and this, you know, it was just like all kids.
So in essence, I actually want to get deep for on your behalf as well, Lazola.
Yeah, let's do it.
The future of South Africa was standing and carrying the future of South Africa. We were fighting for the future as the future of South Africa at that time.
Yeah, that's what. And as much as the goals or the fight might be different, it's still a fight. A kid today might be like, yo, fuck it, let's do free fiber internet. Because, in fact, some institutions in the world consider some institutions in the world consider internet a basic right.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that we are facing so many other lack of basic rights, doesn't mean that one isn't. So what's happening is, the priority for a 16-year-old is like, yo, connect me to the fucking world quickly. That is my priority.
Mm.
But now we have housing problems, and that's fine. But we going, yo, take your problem, leave it to the side while we sort out this housing thing, which is fair, which is very fair. But it doesn't take away from the kid who's 16 who goes, connecting me to the world is a basic right.
Mm.
And so his fight might be that fight, and just let him fight it.
So do you think that everybody should just stand up for their fight and fight for it?
Stand up, stand for your fight, because everyone is looking out for themselves.
Yeah.
It's a basic human right.
Yeah.
And so the older generation, as much as they think about us or they think they know what we need, they don't. It just happens because then it's a disconnect, like I was talking earlier. So if you think fiber is a basic right, just fucking, that's your thing. They don't even know about fiber. They didn't even think fiber is a thing.
It's exactly what you said.
They're thinking like, oh, they're using the internet for emails and sending stuff. But like, we're using emails for this show. You know what I mean?
Straight
for example.
Up.
So it's like, it's a disconnect. And the youth have fights that no one else.
Like twos. That's a useless fight.
But it's a fight, bro. Yo.
Like you see celebrities toying all the time. A useless fight. It's not creating no change, nothing. It's just you venting.
Yeah. You venting. I don't know why. I feel like I'm an advocate for the, or at least defending the youth. But at the end of the day, that is
live young, wild and free.
That was something that was created for them.
Yeah, it's a platform to express yourself. I think that's the beautiful thing about it all. Yeah. So, Lazola, I just want to ask you, what are you doing for June 16?
June 16? Turning the fuck up. No, I actually don't have any plans right now. I might have to work, but to defend myself, I'm trying to work. Me and a friend are trying to work on a show about the youth. So, we're trying to script something down. So, it would be great to have that day off to write a show. Trying to write a show about varsity life.
Well, if you guys do that, please tweet about it, and we can come watch it. And go hashtag MyJune16 so we can come check it out.
Yeah, we'll be watching you, man.
Salute.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Salute, guys. Thanks so much. CliffCentral.com.